When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea. Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Jared Weiss. Mo Tequil is here with me. Daniel Lehman is our producer. And Mo, this is a monumental day in NBA history, because the Sacramento Kings are sitting in second place all by themselves in the Western Conference.
Yeah, kind of insane. I hate it because I have to hear about it from Jay King every week on Basket Buzz. But it is awesome. It is a great story. Like, the Kings have been genuinely awesome this entire season, and hey man, they took it to Brooklyn tonight.
They just had a really strong third quarter. They just really end of the second quarter, they went on that run. Third quarter, they were just kicking their asses. And De'Aaron Fox is, you know, second night of a back-to-back here. They got the win in Chicago, they go into Brooklyn, get the win again. I mean, Fox is really making a case for himself here as being, like, at least an all-NBA player.
Oh no, he's definitely an all-NBA player. But Jared, he's making the case for the very first clutch player of the year in the NBA. I think that's pretty free and clear. I mean, after the other night where he hits the game winner in Chicago, I think here he just kind of helped seal the deal for them in this game. I mean, listen, the Kings were awesome. I think with just how they played, the Nets battled back in the fourth quarter, was able to hold the Kings to 19 points. They just didn't have enough oomph, put themselves in a big hole early on, and I think it became difficult for them to overcome that.
And Domas Sabonis had 21 rebounds. He had 7 offensive rebounds, twice as many as Brooklyn had as an entire team.
I mean, it's Sabonis and Fox. Those two are the guys, right? Like, they're the stars of the show with everything that they have going. I mean, hell, dude. I mean, these dudes are good. Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, they can't defend at all. We get that, but that's going to be future problems for the Kings. But this team can hoop right now. And even though they shot it poorly from three, and Kevin Herter went down, which is something to keep an eye on, because this has been a fairly healthy Kings team for most of the season. Kevin Herter didn't finish the game, had looked like he tweaked his ankle. Going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I think Woj said that he's going to have an MRI, so hopefully he's not missing extended time. We only have, like, 3 weeks left until the playoffs, where they will be facing one of 15 different teams, it appears, in the play-in. We'll get to that in a little bit and talk about the Thunder and their situation. But Sacramento, they're one of the more balanced teams in the NBA. They've been pretty consistent most of the season. This is a nice win over Brooklyn, who just was lacking a little bit of potency, but, you know, Bridges had a good game per usual. But at this point of the season, do you feel comfortable thinking that the Kings are a team that could have a shot to make it out of the second round, considering they're now the 2 seed?
No. Sorry, Kings fans. I don't feel comfortable with that notion. I know it's very possible and all that. But you asked me if I feel comfortable with that notion, Jared, and I don't think I do. I think it's I have a lot of questions about their defense at the end of the day. And, you know, we talk about this a lot. Playoffs is very different than the regular season. And I think when teams are going to be able to lock in, I think it'll get a lot more difficult for them, you know, to be able to score the way they're scoring right now. I think teams will kind of focus in a little more defensively. And I think the Kings just have a hard time getting stops.
Yeah, defense kind of matters at that point of the season. All right, let's move on to the Orlando Magic with a thrilling fourth quarter against the Phoenix Suns. And then it came down to two really bizarre offensive possessions to end this game, where the Suns win 116-113. Tell me what happened there.
Well, first, you know, this is kind of a nerder preview, because we did talk a little bit about the Orlando Magic. This is a team that battles a lot. They play hard, even though they're young and they have no idea how to win in close games, and it showed in this one tonight. But credit, Markelle Fultz had a great strip on Devin Booker, who Eddie Johnson was saying on the Suns broadcast, like, you got to be careful with Fultz. He strips Booker. leads to a transition play. Paolo doesn't have a three, pulls it out, and excuse me, we should have set the scene. The Magic were down three at that point. Pulls it out, and then the Magic, they have two timeouts. They don't call a timeout, Jared. I was so confused. So confused. Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner gets fouled. They go to the line, make the free throws. They get another attempt. Down three. This time they do call a timeout, run an end of game play, and man, that shot got eaten up by Josh Okogie.
Yeah, Okogie's had some big defensive plays and a big dunk sense of late here in these crunch time situations. He was a starter. He had a pretty decent game. But the first thing that was so bizarre is on the play where they got fouled, the second to last possession, it almost looked like they were playing for the foul, like they had no idea what to do. And I guess clear sign of inexperience there, where Franz Wagner doesn't seem like he had any idea how to reset the play. Where's Jamal Mosley running out onto the court and calling that timeout at that point?
Yeah, no, it was driving me nuts. As soon as Paolo pulled it out, even before it got to Franz Wagner, should have called a timeout and set up a play right then and there. I think it kind of put them in an awkward position. And they had an opportunity at the end of the game. It worked out for them in the end. But, you know, it could have gotten really disastrous for them.
Yeah, also, the inbound play for the very last shot is to Wagner in the middle of the court. Then he swings it to Banchero. And Banchero goes up for the shot. It's like Okogie's charging right at him. Like, either Wagner or Banchero has to have the wherewithal to improvise a little bit here, up fake, and get to some opening to take that three.
I think Franz was playing the play all the way through when he needed to just read the situation. He had a good opportunity there, and same for Banchero to do the same thing. And, you know, those guys were just kind of, hey, they're young. This is what we're talking about. Young teams have to learn how to win games down the stretch, Jared. This is a learning moment for the Orlando Magic. And, the Suns, they got away with one. They didn't play their best down the stretch and were able to still pull out the victory.
And before we even get to the Suns, we got to finish with the young guys in Orlando, because Markelle Fultz had 25 points, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds on 11 for 17 shooting.
Yeah, Jared, he's good. I mean, like, I don't know what else. Like, he's an important piece for that squad. I think that's one of those things that he's a guy going forward, I think, is going to continue to be, you know, he's a little bit older than them, but being along that timeline for them is going to be important to kind of help sort of usher them as they start kind of climbing at least the expectations ladder.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Our last game here, Indiana upsets Milwaukee 139-123. Andrew Nembhard, 24-point performance.
More importantly, I think Miles Turner is now in the MVP discussion after he just dunked all over Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, I think he gets also Giannis's other two MVP trophies. Like, that thing was nasty. We'll get to Nembhard in a second, but that thing was nasty, Jared.
He also finally gets his DPOY. I think Giannis was one of those in the conference, right? So
yeah, no, but you don't get that. You don't get that. It was an offensive play, so you only get the other words. Giannis can keep the DPOY for now, and we'll see how that goes going forward. But look, Nembhard was solid for this team, but it was the bench. It was the bench for the Pacers. They completely crushed the Bucks bench. You know, you got TJ McConnell coming off the bench with 19 points. George Hill dusting off, you know, those ankles and giving a little bit of a revenge game, having 15 points, you know, 14 points from Jalen Smith, like, you know, really impressive night across the board, but it was their bench and they just crushed the Bucks bench, who just simply did not produce all that much tonight.
TJ McConnell, he goes 9 for 12. He ends up with 19 points and 12 assists. So nice symmetry there for him. And Aaron Nesmith, who has had a real resurgent season after being buried. I was covering him. He was buried in Boston. Looked like his career was going nowhere. Goes to Indiana. He turns into their starting four, even though he's really a two guard. And he had a huge game. He had 22 points, 6 for 9 from deep. And like it wasn't just a spot up night for him. Like, he was actually creating his own shot a little bit there.
Yeah. And the Pacers kind of really, this thing looked like the Bucks were in control in the first half, and the Pacers blew it open with 49 points in the third quarter. The Bucks defense, like, what are we doing here?
Jordan Nora had 12 points. George Hill had 15 points. It's 27 points of revenge for these former Bucks players. On Milwaukee, there honestly wasn't anything interesting, but Myers Leonard signed for the season. He at least went 4-for-4 from the field.
Yeah, I got no comment about that.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? All right, last thing here we have to get to. Some news, actually. Bogdan Bogdanovic, contract extension, whatever, who cares? Michael Jordan is about to sell the Hornets, it sounds like. And this is fascinating because the Hornets have been a notoriously cheap organization under MJ, and they've never been good enough to find out if he would actually spend for a contender. But new ownership, potentially a team that's actually starting to willing to actually invest in, you know, make some big moves.
Yeah, it might be good for Charlotte. Yeah, listen, Michael Jordan, the GOAT, just did not pan out as an owner. It did not kind of carry over in that transitive property that everybody might have been hoping for. It just simply wasn't working out for them. And I think, listen, he sees it. He's going to get a massive payday out of this, Jared. I mean, you know, I don't even remember what he bought the team for, but it was seems almost like at a discount. He's going to get a huge payday off this one. And this is a big one there. And it could be big for Charlotte because one of the most important competitive advantages you can have as a team is ownership. And we've seen it hold back teams and we've seen it push teams forward. So it's going to be interesting to see how this, you know, if this sale goes through and what the new ownership group is willing to do.
This segment is brought to you by BetMGM, and I am looking at the Warriors versus Hawks point total. It's 247.5. Steph Curry coming off a big game. I'm taking the under on that one. This is going to be a flop. All right, last thing, just a small note here. Anthony Lamb, the Warriors wing, who's been a key part of their rotation all year, he has been promoted off of his two-way deal because he hit his cap of 50 games, and they're going to need him in the playoffs. So he is on the full roster, and Lester Kionis is on the two-way deal, and Mo DeKeel, we are done here. So for Mo and Daniel Lehman, Jared Weiss, we'll see you next time on The Ding.
Ding, ding.